Hello, this is Kojo Yanka once again coming your way with Saturday Nugget. The response out there has been phenomenal and we give all the glory to Jesus. We are having a conversation today on what I've entitled Man Will Always Attempt It. I dare say that marriages are under attack. My anchor scripture, the book of Mark chapter 10, the verse number 9, the Bible said, "What God has put together, let no man put asunder." Yes, indeed. God knew why he instructed that what I've put together, let no man put asunder. Because man will always try to put it asunder. And when I'm talking about man, I know you are thinking about the third party. Yes, a third party can always attempt to put it asunder, but man can come in the form of you. It can be in the form of anger. It can be in the form of pain. It can be in the form of your ego. It can be in the form of selfishness. Man will always try to put it asunder. Hence God cautioned that what I am joining together, let nothing put it asunder. What happens when man attacks the marriage? We switch into the I mode. I am not happy. I'm not being taken care of. But this thing is about the two. It's about the we. Let's look at this scenario. When you went to bed together, you were not happy with each other, and you heard that someone has broken through your window. What happens? The two of you join hands to hands, and you fight the third party or the armed robber. What am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that, please, whatever you do, don't make each other the enemy. Make the issue the enemy. Fight the issue together. When you switch into the I mood, what happens? What happens is that the two of you are trying to win against each other rather than working together to win together. Why did God caution that we should be careful about man trying to put it asunder? Because the Bible says that it is the seed of the woman that will bruise the head of the serpent. So from day one, the enemy is after you, because the enemy doesn't want your seed to bruise his head. And when I say the enemy, like I said earlier, we always try to put it out there. The enemy can be the pain. The enemy can be your ego. The enemy can be an entity out there. I'm not taking that for granted. So please, whatever you do, watch out for the man trying to put it asunder. Because God has warned from day one that man will always try to put it asunder. In bringing the curtain down today, I want to draw your attention to something. The Bible said that whilst we were still sinners, Jesus came to die for us. What are you prepared to die for your marriage? The reason why Jesus came to die was that he wanted to save you. He wanted to save me. Are you prepared to save this marriage? Are you prepared to look at the bigger picture and save this marriage? Let me tell you what is happening. It's not about a text message. What is happening is not about sending text messages. It is about looking each other eyeball to eyeball and one of you making a decision that this thing must work. And it should work, because the enemy, the man, is trying to put it asunder. Remember that the most important thing that you need to find out in this marriage is the important thing. Once again, you've been listening to Kojo Yanka on your Saturday Nugget. Give me a ring, as others have been doing, on 0795049771, or send me an email on robertyanka@gmail.com. Till I come your way again next week, stay blessed, watch out for the man, and let God be glorified.